Yo, 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 what's good? I am so excited to be here. This is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. I come with mad love, and I also come with bringing accountability awareness. We're going to discuss some heavy things on the show as we always do. Yo, shout out to Boogie and his people. Mr. Tiki Talk, he in the house. Yo, I got my TikTok feed rolling. So if anybody wants to join me live, holler at me at at Res Vibe Connections on TikTok. And it's separate from the radio, but you can see me on there live now. But yo, check it out. I just want to give so much love to y'all. Wow, you guys are tremendous. I have so many shout outs and I can never give them all out, but just know that I love everybody out there, yo. I want to give a shout out to CKUW 95.9 FM, the station, and University of Winnipeg for having the station. It means a great deal to us. Everybody here, as I was just speaking to Rob, I was just letting him know how much we appreciate him, how much we value them, that they're our spiritual family, that they're our allies, that we don't look at them no different, that they're our brothers from another mother. Just giving them mad respect, you know, because I recognize what's going on. It's the Rainbow Children prophecy where we're all coming together as one, and it's beautiful in the community. I want to give a shout out to the cab driver, the Somalian cab driver that just dropped me off. Shout out to you, brother. As I was discussing, it's a beautiful thing that when we can come together with different beliefs, different colors, different cultures, and we're all on the same page. You know what I'm saying? With peace, love, community. Like, yo, I love that. I remember that. We got to get back to more of that, where we can all appreciate each other and agree to disagree when we need to, but also allow each other to have their cultures. Allow them to love their cultures without dominating another. See, that's the key. Can't have domination, because then that culture becomes as acting as colonizers against us. But anyways, as I digress, here we go. I want to give a shout out to Isaiah and NYC in the youth jail in Manitoba, Winnipeg over here. Shout out to you, brother. You know, he calls me often when he can, and he's chasing his future now. He's from the Dene tribe. He's going through a spiritual transition and a transition within his life because he's a young adult, and that's one of the most confusing times. That's why it's imperative that our youth aren't locked up, because that's one of the hardest times on them already. But anyways, so Isaiah's doing big things now. Yo, the show struck something inside him, because this show and I were just a spiritual vessel from the Creator, the Father himself. Straight facts. It's the only way that I can see this kind of progress and people can see this kind of progress for themselves. It's the, wow, somebody cares about me. Wow, you mean I'm valuable? You mean I'm worthy? You mean I'm sacred? Because we're constantly brainwashed. We're constantly psychologically damaged by the colonization we go through. But I'm going to get on that in a minute. But anyways, Isaiah, shout out to you, brother. He just completed another program, a program about identity. Nothing but respect. He wants to chase his future. He's going to chase his future, and he's doing it now. Behind the walls, against all odds, where the colonizers helped him to stay away from his culture, the Creator, Res Vibe Connections, himself, everybody else that's coming will help him get back to his culture. Because that's what we do here. That's my mission, to put the Indian back in the child as best I can, in any way that I can, and to also convey love and respect to all the other cultures that are around us, to let them know that they're valuable too. Shout out to Conrad from Free Press. Tremendous, tremendous brother. He loves the people. He's down to earth. He doesn't play I'm higher than you game. He doesn't abuse his authority on the people. Shout out to John and Anna from John Howard Society. Those are our other brothers and sisters from another mother and another mister. So, yo, there's so many more people behind me. Oh, I must thank IR, Indian Relations at Main Street Project. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to the chiefs. Shout out to all the elders. Shout out to everybody who's part of the High Council. Love y'all. Thank you for your support. Thank you for believing in me, being there for me in different ways, trying to guide me. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for helping me find my culture, because it's truly helped me and it's continuously helping me. And you know, no matter what y'all do to us, to the colonizers, we gon' push through, because what doesn't break us makes us stronger. I know the effects. I know what happens when you're colonized in a room. It's public bullying. It's psychological colonial warfare that's still publicly allowed. We have to put a stop to it any way that you can. If you're being abused by colonization, if you know that you are being abused, being gaslighted, not given eye contact, being treated less than, not being included, being isolated, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, speak up, because I'm going to on this show straight up. I can't reveal everything, but I'm a straight speak up, because if we don't, then they keep doing it. And we have to remember, if it's happening to us, it's happening to our brothers and sisters all around us. It's not an isolated occurrence, and it's not an isolated event. And it happens daily in my life and other people's lives, no matter how loving we are, no matter how much we are trying to do our culture, no matter how much we're doing in the community, we're still looked at as just another Indian. I've witnessed that and experienced that and endure that myself a lot. I do a lot of things professionally, and I definitely deal with it. But you know what? I've been vigilant. I've been documenting. I've been standing up. And psychological abuse from colonization is abuse, and we must call it out as so, because we try and hide it, because we're gaslighted once we bring it up. We're gaslighted. It never happened. It must be you. What could you do better? Then we start going down the rabbit hole of second guessing ourselves, and then we have to carry the barrier of the trauma on us, plus watching our back, what puts our immune system in hyperdrive, always in fight or flight, when we just want to live. But I will say this, that it only shows how strong the people are, how strong Indigenous people are, to be able to still smile, to be able to still show up, to still be able to be alive against it all and through it all. Because I know it's still happening to us. That's why I speak the way I do, and I try and convey the things I convey to wake people up and to also bring awareness and attention that we're still being hurt. We're trying to lick our wounds. You're trying to pretend you're helping us, and you're still slicing our souls. And that's why we need to talk about it and let others know what's going on, so we don't have to carry that trauma and that blame and that shame, because it ain't our fault. That's victim blaming. Because the abuser abuses the victim, and then the victim puts it on themselves. Because there's nowhere else to go, especially when everybody in the room pretends it's not happening. Oh yeah, we fitting to go deep. So my first song that I want to play is 21 Pilots, Heathens, yo. Because what you guys are doing to us is severe damage to our souls, biopsychosocial, and our spiritual. Our whole medicine wheel, you're just taking it and you're just mashing it up every chance you get. But we keep pushing through and keep picking the pieces up and keep licking our wounds and keep pushing through a brighter day and for another way, because we're of the Creator's way and we're of Mother Earth, yo. I'm a father, man. I am. That's the only reason why I'm alive. That's swear to God. That's the only reason why I'm able to be here. Colonizers done been tried to take me out many times psychologically, legally, professionally. It don't matter. And I've done nothing wrong ever, yo. I'm loving, I'm kind, I'm compassionate. It doesn't matter what I do for whoever, whatever. I still have a colonizer lurking around the corner trying to hurt me. And I'm always prepared for that. And I remain professional and I remain non-aggressive with them, you know, because there's a time and place for everything. But when you're in professional environments, you can't get gangster. Straight up, you got to remain professional. You got to deal with that shit. It might look like to you you're punking off, but you're not. You're remaining calm. You're documenting. You're advocating. It's the hardest thing to do because you're swallowing it at the same time, but you're not. You're just holding it for a time and place where it could be dealt with properly, because otherwise they'll scapegoat you and then they'll make you the problem. And that's the dirty game of being colonized, is that you're bullied so much where they try and turn you into the problem. And when others are doing it to you in a room, especially those that are supposed to help you, guide you, work with you, support you, don't matter wherever it is, wherever it's clever, straight facts, y'all got to cut it out, because we're not staying silent no more. Straight up. And as time goes on within my own personal battles, I'll reveal more and more as time goes on, because you don't get to hurt us and get away with it. But we will deal with it accordingly and appropriately. But yeah, colonizers, quit hurting us. Your psychological colonial warfare tactics, gaslighting us, not no eye contact, all the other things y'all do to demean and treat us less than a human is gonna stop, because we're speaking up. We have documents. Oh, I want to say real quick before I play the song. WCB forms, human rights, your union if you have them. Doesn't matter who it is, wherever you're at in your life, doesn't matter where you're at. Go through the appropriate channels that are there for you and start speaking up. Start putting it on them that they have their accountability, because they're criminals. Yo, they're criminals. And it's criminal what they're doing to us. So stand up for your rights. Because they're not going to. They're hoping you don't. They're trying to wear you out, dumb you down, and colonize you so much that you don't. That now there is no rules for you. You just get in trouble now because now you're acting up. No, we can't let that happen. History is repeating itself. We have to get educated. We have to get wiser. We have to get smarter. And in doing so, we get filled with more light and more love, because we understand, we overstand. Colonizers, y'all are a trip and you're disgusting, because I know what you do. I watch what you do and I stand up against what you do no matter where I'm at. I don't care where I'm at. Ain't nobody colonizing nobody, nobody. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to speak up. I'm going to take note. It doesn't matter. Y'all have to stop. Right from the top of the tier of the services, right down to the community, to wherever level you're on. Quit colonizing people. It's not a good look, yo. All right, so this is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. We're going to play Heathens from 21 Pilots. You know why? Because the damage you guys are doing to people is breaking people's souls and breaking people's psyches. And we're still pushing through. And we're still licking our wounds. We're still getting educated. We're still being loving. You see, your textbooks say all the abuse that you guys have done to us should have broken us by now. And it has hurt us all and impacted our lives in many ways. But we still function. We can still love. We can still help. So therefore, y'all didn't win and your books are lies. Because no matter what your books calculate, we still have the creator. We still have the light inside of us. And just us is mighty name. Man. Let's play this Heathens, because y'all really hurting us out here, and it's illegal, and y'all should be citizens arrest. Warrants for all y'all. Y'all need to get yourselves into the jails so our brothers and sisters can get themselves out. Our brothers and sisters that are in jails, most of them, they don't even be colonizing nobody. They don't even be trying to hurt nobody. They are victims of the system, victims of their environment, victims of being born into what you guys have done to us. How dare you blame them while you're still hurting us? How dare you call us criminals, but you let in 156,000 criminals from Pakistan. Y'all are tripping. I'm just really glad that we do have Father the Creator. I'm really thankful that we really do have our ancestors with us, and we really do have allies, and we really do have the community. I'm thankful because that's what keeps us sane, and our culture and our loving nature. I think we're tremendous because what y'all did to us, y'all didn't turn us into monsters. We didn't become the monsters that you are. You're clearly monsters if you're still doing it to us. After all, you know what you did to us. After you know this whole reconciliation y'all tried to play on us, used against us. A kumbaya moment for us while y'all still slicing our souls. Absolutely not. Citizens arresting all y'all. Facts. Keep standing up for your rights. Ain't nobody allowed to treat you different. Ain't nobody allowed to not look you in the eye. Ain't nobody allowed to look down on you no matter where you're at. Yo, who are they? They ain't your slave master. Don't care who they are, what position they're playing in your life. They ain't your slave master. Wake up. Here we go. Let's play some Heathens because y'all getting my blood rumbling. But yo, for real, facts. Love all y'all out there. I appreciate and validate and honor all your cultures out there, all your beliefs. Keep pushing through. Be with your higher power, yo. Be with your higher power. Facts. Yo, what's good? We got a brother on the line, and that ain't even the song that I was looking for, so I'm still gonna have to get it on, because it's very important. But yo, let's get our brother on the line. Yo, go ahead.
Hello, this is Ty Johnstone. I'd like to give a shout-out to my roommate, Coden Wood, Showtime, my buddy Showtime. Give a shout-out to TC, Waldo, and then shout out to Jordan Baker.
I hear all y'all, straight up.
Jay Miller. Yeah, shout out to Jay Miller, my buddy Showtime. Shout out to everybody in 700. I'm sure you can hear them right now.
Yeah, man, I can hear all y'all. Love all y'all. Res Vibe Connections in the mofo house. Pop, 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 pop. Yo, keep big up yourselves. Say I ain't a slave today.
Yeah, and just free all the guys. And
free all the guys.
Thank you for the show and everything.
Facts, man.
And I'd like to request
by
Kodak Black.
I feel y'all,
and
man.
Tell to you by Kodak Black.
Yeah, brother. I got him down for you. I sure will play him.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon. God bless all y'all. Keep pushing through. Yeah, man. Damn, I wish I didn't mess that song up. Okay, here we go. 21 Pilots Ride. It's just because my mind. And also, I will say it's false advertisement because it said it was heathens and it actually wasn't. As I digress. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Made by the people, for the people. Ain't nobody playing around with being colonized any longer. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time. Yo, it's good. Yeah, so when you're dealing with colonization, being psychologically harmed, wherever you are, it takes a toll on your life. Messes your sleep patterns up, your sleep patterns, your eat patterns. It just throws your whole system off, yo. Gives you mind fog, makes you second guess yourself. Like literally every stage of cycle of abuse, you end up going down the rabbit hole. And oftentimes when Indigenous people are hurt this way through psychological harm from colonial behaviors, attitudes, incidents, they oftentimes are the ones that are just left aside. They withdraw, they isolate, they lose their positions, they do different things, they get all messed up, and then people look at them like it's their fault. Meanwhile, it was somebody that was deliberately hurting them over and over and over and over again, trying to break their psyche down. And praise the Lord, they can't break our psyche. You know, they can hurt it. They've damaged it. We see a lot of our family members out here that are dealing with some serious mental health on some demonic levels, you know, and there's a lot of our family that are ruined to a degree where we can't save them. Straight up, we can only love them from a distance and pray for them. We can't save anybody anyways unless they want to be helped. But you know what I'm saying? There's levels to this trauma. There's levels of this that obliterates people's souls, lives, futures. It causes mental health. It causes physical medical concerns, like when you're dealing with high stress environments, then you get diabetes, and Indigenous people have high rates of diabetes. You know, I mean, everything that we suffer from colonization, it has hurt us a great deal, and we're trying to hang on. We're trying to keep pushing through to the future. We're trying to be with the Creator, our Father, our ancestors, our justice, whatever your higher power is, even if it's a piece of grass, we're trying to do the best we can. And we are. We're tremendous. You know, it's like what y'all be doing to us. It's like sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. Now, granted, it be hurting what y'all are doing to us, but you ain't breaking us. You're making us stronger. But the problem is what you're doing to us, which you hurt, when you hurt an indigenous person, you're also hurting their family. You're hurting their livelihood. You're hurting everything around them. You're not just hurting one person. And I know many of you guys know that, and many of you guys don't. Regarding the colonizers, I know that when people are colonizing other people, you know what you do, and sometimes you don't know what you do. And sometimes you know what you do, but you don't realize the severity of what you do. You don't know that you put those people in severe nightmares. They cry every night or cry every day, or they get lethargic, or they start missing out on things, or they don't want to even live no more. Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are tripping. Straight facts. I've got to play this song, man. I have to. The Holy Ghost told me to, because it's what y'all be doing to us, man. And I don't know why I just got played like that, but yo. So I would say keep pushing through. Don't let people colonize you. And if you see somebody else that's being colonized, speak up. Because you ain't no better if you're letting it happen. And you got to understand, the people that are being colonized, like, they already have so much against them. They already don't have support, or they wouldn't even be in that position, or the colonizers wouldn't be brave enough to do that. So be aware and help your brothers and sisters when you see them being kicked down on the ground like a dirty can by a colonizer, you know. Stand up for them. Stand up for their rights. Stand up for yourself. Do it peacefully. Do it. Go through the appropriate process that you need to. Slap some paperwork on them. Make sure that it gets recorded. Like, facts. Make sure it gets recorded. Because what they're doing to us out here, apparently it's never stopped. And they don't intend for it to stop. So we have to make sure that it stops by standing up for our rights. And I'm sorry. I just want to say I'm sorry to everybody out there right now that it's happening to. I know it happens on different degrees and different levels. And I'm sorry, because I know what it does to us. I go through it all the time and all my life. No matter where I'm at, what city, no matter where, who I'm around, there's always a colonizer and a Karen lurking around the way to hurt me. And I stand my ground, and I'm appropriate, you know, and I deal with it. But just stand up for your rights and do it in a way where they can't then make you look like the villain. Do it appropriately, you know. You have all these forums. You have human rights that would love to hear about this. You have all these different organizations that want to be there for you. Let them be there for you. But it starts with you speaking up. It does matter. You are valuable. It did happen. They're lying to you. I know. I understand. And I'm sorry. Because they've been bullying you and kicking you in the corner. But I can see. And I can feel. And I know what's happening to a lot of us out here. So we got to start speaking up. Love y'all. Res Vibe Connection, CKUW 95.9 FM. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
At the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You 11 on the psychopath sitting next to you. You 11 on the murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. outside is very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
Watch it.
Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Sorry about that. Yeah, so our brother here. Oh, yeah. Isaiah, he requested a song. We have to play it for him. Snap. Hold on, I gotta find it. I'll play this one song and then I'll make sure I find his song. Because it's very important. So our brother was looking to hear In Too Deep by Kodak Black. Shout out to all the elders out there. Shout out to my spiritual sister, Elder Catherine. She came on the show before. She will come again. Lots of guests will be coming in the future. The show runs by the Spirit and through the Spirit, and so everything is in its time. Everything will be what it be, and it's all meant to be. And it's an honor for anybody to come down here because I created this show for the people, for you all. A platform for us to come together on and to raise our voices. Let me look for this brother's song and then we'll continue on. We got a lot of calls coming in. 204 spin ups. Call at 204 spin ups. Colonizers be making me stutter, yo. No, it's 204 spin ups. And you can holler at me at TikTok right now. I'm live. Oh, I can't imagine. All the ops are probably like, fuck, let's go, let's go. I ain't hiding. All right, so we're going to go into deep Kodak Black. I'm just trying to find it. Yeah, so, you know, I experience it too. And anything I talk about, I'm an expert at it. As far as expert at being colonized, expert as for standing up for my rights, an expert in being hurt by the colonizers. Yo, where's my Google medal at? It's like, just playing. My medal comes from the heavens. Oh, why not? I'm from Google. So my brothers and sisters out there, keep pushing through. You guys are tremendous. And I see the love. Like, it's really beautiful. It's such a contrast between how much evil out there and how much of the light and goodness is out there. And you know, the light always conquers darkness. So get your prayers up. Get your hearts up. Get your respect up. Treat people with kindness, yo. The time is nigh.
Project baby, I might need some fucking Similac.
due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I'ma just let my soul bleed on the track. Check your resume, he ain't living like that. You the main reason why your dog got whack. I'm on it for the cheese, you a freeze, you a rat. You the main reason why your dog got trapped. Before I ever chase her, I'd rather chase the yacht. Street nigga at the paper, I ain't playing, I'ma snap. Living in denial, juvenile, back to back. Hit your highs, throw all the gold in the pillow sack. Nigga take your chances, whole lives shooting crap. We just hit it lit for 10 bands, it's a wrap. I'ma set your name, Taliban with the scrap. Molly sent 10 beats, sand in my cap. Yeah, I could pass the weed, but I ain't pass the F-cat. I'm probably playing sleep, cause I ain't trying to test back. They found a contraband in my mat. I had to sneak a pen in my cell to write a rap. I'm extorting niggas, want dinner and snack. Told them I'm...
We got a brother on the line. Yo, sisters, what's good? Free the girls. Yo, call us. Yo, hello? Go ahead, brother. You're there?
Yo. It's Drazy Brazy. What's good? Yo, I want to send a shout-out. Want to send a shout-out to Cliff, C-West, Dom, Mandela, Weezy, Jeff, Spike, Wreck-It, D, Josh Stone, Brando, Frost, Bonfire, Aaron, Capo, Page, Primo, and my homies downstairs on 5, Damien, Cornbread, and my brother Chris, Darian, fucking Montana, and Gunner. Shout out to all those niggas, yo. Mad love and respect. Yes.
Yeah. Straight up to all you brothers out there.
Boys.
Yeah, man. Let me hear the love in this mo.
Here, boys. Yeah. Well, thanks, though, Ez. Mad love, yo.
Yeah, mad love, man. For all you guys.
Have a good night.
Keep pushing
night,
through.
Crazy.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah. Love all you guys. Free the brothers, free the sisters. Let you guys find healing. Let you guys find what you need. May you guys find the supports that you guys need. May you guys find the workshops and the programs you need to help you climb out of what the colonizers have done and are still doing. My heart goes out to you guys. Facts. You know, I love my Justus. And he's not the blue-eyed, blue-haired one. Blue-eyed, blonde-haired one. No difference. But I have nothing but respect and honor for you guys, and I believe in you guys. And that taught me something, you know, when Jesus flipped over the tables in the churches and called them casinos, and how he's with the goons and the prostitutes he wasn't with, the fake righteous ones. And it taught me a lot. Because oftentimes people are dismissed for what they go through and they're called crazy. But you know, if you spend time with the crazy ones, those are often the gifted chosen ones. Those are the often ones who know what's going on or have a lot to say, have a lot of wisdom to give. So let's not dismiss those who we think is crazy, because the colonizers are much crazier than you than those they have deemed to be crazy, yo. All right, here we go.
I'ma split them if I see them eat that. I'm vibing in the pool, I just kick my feet back. She ride me in the cool, had to push my seat back. I watch my dog shake back, just to relapse. I'm blowing on OG, smoking green crack. I just got a slow leaf in my tree wrap. That head got me locking up, call her beeswax. Better keep your Smith & Wesson, you might need that. 357, E told me keep that. Your boy well protected like a kneecap. Knock, knock, bang, bang, where the cheese at? Glock, pop, bang, bang, where your keys at? Don't you say a damn thing, and I mean that. Ran across the power after the cool got snatched. I was on the eye when the cool called a flat. That's the same night when Su-Woo shot black. I wasn't even there to tell you if we shot back.
Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's see. Our brother asked for Bruising by YG and Slim 400. So let's accommodate him. Yo, shout out to all the amazing guards out there who truly care and who's truly helping. Shout out to all the police officers out there who have a good heart and who are truly helping. Please let it be known to all that we are not extremists because we believe in traditional values, like the OPP said a few months ago. I can't help it. Like, I'm just a vessel for truth. Like, I gotta tell the truth, yo. And y'all are dead wrong calling us extremists because we believe in traditional values. Traditional values is our Mother Earth, our Creator, our Father, our Jesus, our indigenous sacred teachings, our families. How dare you call us traditional values means we're extremists, yo. Because again, my family's army and I don't forget about 2012. And y'all, that's when you branded the term extremist to us and said that everybody who was of Sharia law or everybody who didn't agree with y'all were extremist terrorists. And now, and also extremists and terrorists were the same thing. Now y'all just want to break it half up and call us extremists for having traditional values? Whoa, absolutely not. Y'all are so evil and so ridiculous in some of the ways, like the comments that come out around the way. You just have to listen. You just have to watch. You just have to learn. Like, you have to do your research because you catch a lot of evil out there. But I'm really... I just feel like that violates my rights because by classifying me... or all of us here, as you said, who used to believe in dual genders, but now you believe in traditional values, that you're an extremist. Like, hold up. Traditional values to us was never about domination. Our traditional values was never about hurting anyone else, stealing anyone else's land, or forcing a religion on anyone. So... I don't know who y'all are calling extremists, but I mean, the fruits are in the labor. We're peace and we're loving and we just want to mind our business. You know, we just want to have our families. So I just think that that comment was really out of pocket. And this is in my opinion. This ain't got nothing to do with the station and the radio station and how you Karens like to talk. This is all on me. My rights have been violated by calling me an extremist in my own country. That's like those movies, like Enemy of the State type stuff. Like, y'all are really pulling this out here on us. Like, I thought we were trying to reconciliate. I thought we were trying to, like... pick up the pieces for the last seven generations. No? Just us? Dang, I thought we were all doing it together. Hold up. It's like we have a lot of allies out there. Thank you to everyone out there. Thank you to, I gotta say, shout out to 190 Disraeli in the house. You guys are amazing. Yeah, man, shout out to 190 Disraeli. Who else? There's so many. Oh, and homelessness. Shout out to them. Shout out to Main Street Project, Van Patrol, all the staff there pushing through. You guys are amazing. All the people you guys are helping. Oh, it just fills me up with a lot of love and light and gives me hope for the future that against all odds, no matter what the colonizers do to us, we still gonna push through with a smile. We are that dope. We are that amazing. We are that gangster enough. We are that educated enough. We are that spiritual enough where we still stand in our grounds. We still here, but you are hurting us a great deal, and that's our responsibility, where we have to stand up for our rights. Because I do not promote violence, but there's ways you can get at them legally. There's paperwork, there's documents. This is the world we live in. When you're working with colonizers and colonizers are hurting, you have to deal with them appropriately and legally and properly. So that way they get brought, you get justice, they get brought to their justice, and also you can make sure that it's documented so it doesn't hurt to somebody else. Because this isn't an isolated event, yo. One thing, if it's happening to me, it's happening to you. If it's happening to them, it's happening to them. Your brothers and sisters, you know, it's happening to us all. And we keep it quiet and we try and hide it because we that's all we know is trauma. That's all we know is pain. So to us, it's normal. So we just internalize it. We eat it for breakfast. We keep going. But after a while, it hurts us. And we shouldn't have to deal with all that. Can't we just have a no worries day? You know what I'm saying? Can we just walk around and have a poutine and ice cream without being racially profiled, yo? Is that too much to ask? No, it's not. So Let's keep our standards just because the colonizers want to keep ruining them. And shout out to everybody out there who's behind bars, who's out of bars, wherever your position is. I love y'all, man. Keep pushing through because I know how hard life is right now. And I'm not in your shoes. But I can clearly see what's going on, you know. We're all suffering out here. We're trying to make ends meet financially. There's a lot of games being played on us throughout the governments. They're squishing our pockets. They're squishing our fridges. We don't go shopping no more for the month. We're shopping for the day. We're trying to not eat. We're trying to make ends meet as best we can, but we're the ones that are suffering because of their dirty deeds. So just keep standing up for your rights. And just us and the Father Creator and our ancestors are with us. Remember that we are not alone. You have to go deep within yourself for the connection with them. You just close your eyes and you go deep with them. And remember Mother Earth. Remember when you were outside with her, when you were in the wilderness, the bush, wherever you were with her under the sky. Remember your higher power. Remember that. Remember they haven't left you. Remember they love you. Everything the colonizers have done through the devil's ways, all a bunch of lies. Holler back. All a bunch of lies. Because you do matter. You are amazing. You are sacred. You are traditional. It doesn't matter if they kept your teachings from you your whole life. Them hurting you, you will get many teachings out of that. And they always say when the student's ready, the teachers will show up. And so as you guys are pushing through for your future to become what you're born to be, not what you're designed to be, more people will show up to support you and be there for you. I just pray over you all in Just Us's mighty name that you feel the warmth of your ancestors. You feel the warmth of the Creator. You feel the warmth of the angels always with you. They don't shame you. They don't blame you. They don't look at you the way the colonizers do. No matter what they've done to you, no matter what you've done, they love you. Remember that. Remember you're worthy. Remember you're sacred. Remember your teachings are coming. Everything in life's a teaching, but you will get your indigenous teachings as time goes on. This is some of them. Wendakons, get your Chakwes. We're rainbow warriors. We're carrying our work from our ancestors on through. The ancestors say last rebellions, but nonetheless, we are to come together through peace, love, and harmony. Be there for each other, man, because it's getting harder out here on us. They're making it harder on us in every way. And I'm just going to say it. I am not taking the mark of the beast. Facts. Ain't nobody taking my loyalty from the Creator. Ain't nobody taking my loyalty from Mother Earth. Ain't nobody taking my loyalty from Just Us. Y'all know him as Jesus. Nobody is. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters who are Muslim. I love you guys. Straight up. I love all cultures and religions, except we only have a problem when certain other ones are trying to like dominate us. And I do understand that there's a difference between the Muslims who believe in what they believe in and then the Muslims who believe in Sharia law and who are on Turtle Island now in America and Canada. Do your research, talking about they want Sharia law to be the majority. You know, they want us to submit to Sharia law and throw our Creator and our Mother Earth away and choose Allah. That's the part that's wrong. But I the Muslims that I knew, I never functioned like that. That was never in their hearts. So we can never say or paint a white brush that everybody's everything. Can never do that. There are tremendous Muslims out there who are loving and caring. But the ones who are over here, Abdullah Muhammad, the one that's saying he's a successor of Jesus and he's coming to hurt the Christians, and everybody's taking oaths for him, that's an extremist. That's some terrorist activity. Y'all should do your research, man. Do your research.
Back to the road. Kiss me. soft, we can knock out the bed. Had to flash on a nigga, then he skirted out. That's an LA shit, you know what I'm talking about. Nigga, I'm a rep where I'm from, ain't no bitching out. Make him lean like a cholo when his gun is out. My real vatos with the beers, I'm at their family's house. Sipping on Coronas on their couch when I'm thugging out. Fuck, I helicopter. So what's this you talking about? It really mean nothing when I'm all they talk about. I really get dough and that's something you not about. And me being broke, that is something I won't allow. Times getting hard, got the world in my hands. European wheels headed back to the brand.
Back to the brand.
Just me and my niggas.
Down the brands in the beans, just left the block. I'm trying to make it to the one team. Red light, I don't fuck with them. Never want to be a victim of a, oh, that's him. Them yellow lights, I zoom past them. Cause if I stop, they got time to assume that's him. Them green lights, that mean everything could go. These hoes go, this money go like the bullets out this road, folks. Summertime in Cali, gotta make sure you strap it up. Hey, 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 bitch, when you gonna hop in the car? I'm rapping up. Niggas, I'm still in my pillin', I be mad as fuck. Swagger like a tailor, so I'm shake hands, I'll cap it up. I ran to the block when they was trying to save me. My plan worked, I'm $1 million baby. But fuck it, I'm about to put the Benz on these. And you know I ain't lying when I put it on
back to the bro. Just me and my niggas.
Bro.
Just me and my niggas.
Bro.
Just me and my niggas.
Bro.
Just me and my niggas.
Cruising down the street in my 6-0. Sipping on a michelada while my handy gets cold. You should know when I roll, G, I'm up to something. Windows down, system low. I ain't trying to bump it. Turn right, cause the left might make you wait. On these streets, it don't pause. Everyone's out to flip. No rewind if you die, so I'm going fast forward. I was young, Brucey Street, looking over both shoulders. Nothing changed, still blues up the same block. Yes, I paid for my rims. No, they ain't hot. Driving in the ghetto, the streets I was raising. Smoking, getting high like a goddamn Jamaican. Two girls side to side, I could even pancake. Leave holes in your face looking like Jason. Sipping on my Henny, I can't even chase it. Ever try and wonder, I will demonstrate it.
This is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Yo, holler at me at TikTok. Straight up. I'm over here right now live. You can also call the station for the show at 204 spin ups. That's 204 spin ups. It's been a pleasure to always make it here. And no matter what I go through, I'm going to show up. I'm going to try my best to show up. Because I go through a lot out here. Facts. And I do big things for the people. And I do what I can. And I help. And no matter what, you know, I'm going to keep pushing through. Shout out to everybody out there who's trying to survive through this winter. This winter is rough and ugly, yo. But I gotta be real. Like, it's been really easy so far, right? It's just not easy when you don't have a place to keep you warm. The slightest wind can make your life unbearable. And I never forget that for our brothers and sisters who are on the streets. And I've been really scared for them before they talked about the housing initiative with the city and everything. And I've been scared afterwards, like seeing what's going on, you know. Hey, shout out to St. Boniface Street Links, because I've been reading that they are the ones that are helping a lot of our brothers and sisters from the encampments who are being shut off their homes, who are just being displaced even more, and who don't have the proper housing and all these glamorous things, supports and resources that were stated that we're going to be included in this homeless initiative that the government and everybody else is doing. And so it turns out that everybody's just running to them for help, and they're helping out a lot. And there's other organizations helping, but Street Lake St. Boniface is doing so much. So thank you to you all. Thank you to every organization out there that's helping. To our brothers and sisters who's going through that, keep pushing through. Allow people allow the right people to help you get the supports you need, because I know what you need is oftentimes when not is not what they have in mind, and it's often not what's on paper. Always looks better on paper, but try and keep pushing through, keep praying for the supports and resources you need. Get in where you fit in. Things are only getting harder on us, and it seems to be that homelessness is now illegal as a seagull. So we got to make sure we keep pushing through that. See her. Versatile Kodak Black. Because that was another song my brother asked for. So here we go. Versatile Kodak Black. Let's get it.
Hey, I'm just going through one of my old paths and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know a nigga? So versatile, I don't need no auto-tune crap and shit, you know what I'm saying? I can do a high melody type shit, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with this beat and tone, you heard? I can put down there everything in my pad to this. I swear to God, dog, I never imagined this. I remember I was out doing my savage shit, carjacking shit. On my snapper shit, and trap shit, ratchet shit. Seems like I lost more than I ever gained. Ain't get nothing out these streets but pain. Ain't get nothing out these streets but hard time. These ain't these streets, ain't never hard time. Tell CB I say what's up. Tell everybody I say what happened. Tell you pimp I say shoot my son. Tell them boy I say stop flag. Tell my mama that I'm coming home. Tell the world that it won't be long. Ask my hoes, what's up with they phone? Tell them I'm away, but I ain't gone. I said, boo, boy, what you wanna do? Once you slide, I'ma follow through. The stand took a nigga up and threw it. The dash told me, Kodak, don't do it. Tell my son that I love his ass. Tell him I can't wait to hug his ass. They for them niggas who got all that time. Now they tryna get the numbers back. A nigga shot my cousin full time. I heard through the wall my brother double back. I just bunted it till the super chick. I'm hollering at LaFam through the vent. I'm letting you know I do this shit for fun. Just tell me go, we consider it done. Shout out Pito and my brother Blood. My nigga CeeLo, he just called a thug. I'm shooting CeeLo in the nigga ass. They hit a nigga full of old bag. Tell them boy I said stop crap. Send it even if I never asked. I knew I should've told my little nigga DJ to chill. But I can't tell him shit, doing the same shit that I will. I'm thinking about how would it be if we ain't get on the pill. We ain't never chose the streets and put up the steel. I'm thinking about how would it be if we stayed on the field. Like I ain't even out to raps, I got other skills. The nights we ran out on them stairs and got them automobiles. And we were jacking cars and shit, cause it wasn't hard to steal. Like doing business, seeing the come with this the life I live. But I know that this my last one, something gotta give. Like God got me paying for all the shit I did. Cause I threw down a while ago and switched to positive. The rug was just enough, a nigga found enough to thrill. But before he forgive me, I gotta pay for it still. And I done did so much shit that I ain't proud of did. But when I took rap serious, I threw the towel in. But Lord, you say you gon' forgive me, so forgive me then. Cause I done picked the Bible up and read Corinthians. I'm still young and I got a lot to experience. Like this the first time in my life I felt the serious. I got a little boy nine. I wanna be there for bruh. The feeling you give a nigga, I ain't never felt this way before. And you can look into my heart and see that I'm for real. That I done resulted in a metamorphosis. God.
We got a caller calling in. Let's get it. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
No, yo, shout out to NJ. Fucking Jake died.
No swearing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Huh? Wait.
Hi.
Okay, shout out to Baron G.
Mm-hmm.
Baron G's out there. Yeah.